And Kathy Dawes now, along with Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau Director Karen Hibbard. And I know that it's summertime.
It is, sort of.
It's not officially summer yet, but close enough.
But you've heard that adage of June is busting out all over. Welcome to Manhattan. We are thrilled to welcome visitors to our community. We have a variety of reasons as to why you would come. If you remember, Kathy, the last time you had me on, I was sharing with you that in 2016, we welcomed almost 400,000 visitors to our community, and we are well on our way to do so. I wanted to share with you a little bit of some of the activities that are going on this June. And starting with this weekend, we have baseball tournaments. The Tournament of Champions is going on. We've got Manhattan High has a class of 67, those reunions. People that maybe haven't been to Manhattan for a while coming in to see our community and all of our attractions and things that they can do, dining options. Certainly the community looks the same, but it has grown a lot. But I wanted to share with you some of the things that we would encourage our locals as well as to invite their family and friends to come and participate in and to enjoy. And it's difficult to do it in just a very short amount of time, but there's so much to do, and it's such a great community to be a part of. So if you're thinking there's nothing to do in Manhattan, Kansas, jump on our website, visitmanhattan.org, and you'll go, whoa, there are not enough hours in the day to get it all done. Starting on June the 9th, we're going to have a cowboy poetry contest at the Flint Hills Discovery Center. If you enjoy good poetry, if you are passionate about cowboy history, it's kind of a forerunner of what happens then on the 10th of June with the Symphony in the Flint Hills. The Symphony will be in our neighboring county and partnering community in Junction City at the Deerhorn Ranch. And so the cowboy poetry at the Flint Hills Discovery Center, followed by the Symphony in the Flint Hills. And if you're not going to the Symphony in the Flint Hills and want an outdoor experience, let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you can do the following weekend. The following weekend, we are thrilled that the Kansas Wheat Commission is sponsoring the National Festival of Breads. This has really become a, I like to kid and say it's a rising event in the fact that there we anticipate we'll have about 2,000 people that will be coming in to enjoy all of the festival activities that will be going on. Starting on Saturday, June the 17th, to be active, there is a fun run, either a 1 mile fun run or a 5K that you can participate in. And the proceeds for that race will go to serve the Flint Hills Bread Basket. But then you'll want to make sure that you go to the Manhattan Conference Center. That's where the festival itself will be taking place at. You're going to have an opportunity to see amateur bakers be in competition for that title of being the National Festival of Bread winner. There are 8 finalists from all over the United States that will be there. As an opportunity for you as a participant, you can go and you can see demonstrations. There will be several very important people within the industry. The food industry itself will have someone from Southern Living that will be there, someone from King Arthur Flour that will be there. You'll learn how to do healthy snacks. You'll have some hands-on as to how to do some brioche and some artisan breads in 5 minutes. You'll have the opportunity to
taste. Making me hungry, Karen.
Making you really hungry. But we don't want you to think that it's all about breads, because outside at the Blue Earth Plaza, there will be a barbecue component of that as well. So you are going to be entertained with great music, as well as Rod Gray. He is with Pellet Envy. He is a barbecue guru from the Kansas City area. And you will be able to enjoy activities in the Blue Earth Plaza all day long, or all afternoon long. And it will be really a fun event. Barbecue, bread, nothing better. The only cost that you have is bring a canned food to gain entrance into the Festival of Breads event itself, and that canned good will go to the Flint Hills Bread Basket. So, again, that is the 17th of June. And then in order to experience the Flint Hills that evening, you'll want to also take advantage of the Feast of the Fields. Mary Mertz and the Mertz Farm at River Creek Farms are having their Feast in the Fields that evening as well. And then not to forget also the other celebration that will be going on the 17th is Juneteenth. And so if you're looking for something to do on the 17th of June, we have it. So a lot of things. Please check out our website, visitmanhattanks.org, and you can find out more of those details as well. And then we wrap up June with Country Stampede, the 22nd annual event with Kicker Country Stampede. Stampede brings in probably about 120,000 people over the course of the three-day event. It has about a $10 million impact on our community, and we are greatly appreciative of the fact that for 22 years, Stampede has been calling us home. They have really put Manhattan, Kansas on the map. If you remember, last year the Ellen Show was here, so we've had a shout-out to Manhattan all year long from the Ellen Show. CMT has been here in years past, so we've had some real great national attention with the country music entertainment that takes the stage. So Country Stampede, the 22nd through the 24th, headliners Thomas Rhett, Chris Stapleton, and Alan Jackson.
Just all kinds of things going on now. Of course, unfortunately, the only unfortunate piece of news, but it's important that we do this, is there's a lot of construction going on. And that just shows signs of growth.
It
I guess
does
we have to be good sports about that.
Absolutely. But. You know, if it's not an orange barrel, it's not it's not summertime. So
quite true. But as you say, there's just so many things. And Stampede, as you said, it's like a whole other little city that kind of pops up near Manhattan during
that
time frame.
It is. It truly is. And so, again, there's a lot going on here in Manhattan, Kansas. We really are pleased to be home to all of these events. Again, I would encourage you, if you have not gone to the National Festival of Breads, that's a biannually event. And so we're very fortunate that this is the year. It'll skip next year, and then it will be back in 19. So, again, come downtown, enjoy our Blue Earth Plaza. The purpose of that park is to get people to enjoy and celebrate. You can go in and experience the bread making, take advantage of the Discovery Center and its offerings, and all there is to see and do in the area.
Now, as Festival of the Breads, I remember really it gained my attention at least a mm-hmm. few years back. Is it a periodic thing? I mean, have we had it for a long time and it's just gotten bigger lately?
It's gotten bigger. And again, it's every other year. And it was here in 15 and in 13 here. And prior to that, it had been in Wichita. And so we are very glad that Kansas Wheat has brought that home to Manhattan, Kansas. And again, as people come in, and as I said, those amateur bakers are like you and I, that are very talented bakers that have submitted their recipes, that have been tested at Kansas Wheat, thanks to Cindy Falk. She and her crew have tasted countless recipes to select those finalists, those eight finalists. And it's really very interesting. Cindy is a great spokesperson for Kansas Wheat. But as those finalists come in, Kansas Wheat will take them to a farm where they will actually be a part of a wheat harvest. And they will have a keen understanding of how the wheat goes from the field to the elevator to the mill to the product that they then use to make their recipe of their favorite tasty bread to enjoy. So again, I would encourage you to come down to the Manhattan Conference Center to meet those bakers, to learn a little bit that day. You can also enjoy, after you have been delighted with bread making, step outside into the Blue Earth Plaza, enjoy great music. There will be barbecue provided by Cox Brothers Barbecue. You will have to purchase that barbecue, but come down and satisfy your taste for great bread, great food, and with the knowledge that you gain from that to go home and be inspired to try something on your own.
with all the rain we've been having, too, it's so beautiful around the Flint Hills right now.
Oh, it's gorgeous. It is absolutely stunning. It's beautiful green. It's a great time, and truly, as June is here and all of the activities that I've highlighted here on weekends, it's a great time to showcase this really precious area that we call home in the Flint Hills. It's been a while since we've had it this green and lush, that's for sure. And we've ordered Chamber of Commerce days for all of those weekends, so hopefully the rain will stay away on those days.
Hotel rooms holding up okay?
Hotel rooms, there are a few that are available, but make sure you secure those now because they are going fast. Actually, a couple of those weekends that I just have mentioned, rooms are a premium.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing, so, like Stampede, I know always that's the case.
Yes, and that's a great problem. We really are honored with that. And again, we can go back to 22 years ago and what our hotel inventory was like. During that time, it was very limited in our hotel numbers. And now we have well over 1,300 sleeping rooms that you can choose.
And we still have quite a bit of time left. I don't know if we want to look further into the summer months. I mean, I'm sure you're busy all throughout the summer. Or just
we are.
Else.
You know, Kathy, I wanted to talk just a little bit about a couple of the other things that we're having that are going on that you're going to see activity in. We're a very active state and active community. You were talking a little bit about how beautiful the hills are. Well, there's a variety of ways that you can experience the Flint Hills. Whether you are on the Kansas River or you're choosing to exercise by being a biker, we are going to be experiencing a couple of bike races that will be going through Manhattan and calling Manhattan home. The Candango Bike Tour will be here the 6th through the 11th. It's a four-day bike tour where they will be here in our community biking, hubbing and spoking, staying in Manhattan. I believe they're going to be out at Tuttle Creek where they will be camping and then coming in after they have biked. And then the granddaddy of them all is Bike Across Kansas. And Bike Across Kansas will be coming through Manhattan on the 15th of June. This year it starts out west, I believe, in the Tribune area, and will be moving to the east. And so as those bikers come through, they will be here in Manhattan on the 15th. So I always said that was something I wanted to do by the time I was 50, but that day has passed, so I'll just wave
see,
and encourage
though.
Those.
It's
absolutely
fun to see them go by.
Absolutely,
you haven't gotten to 50.
That was the miles that was how fast I could pedal my bike. Yeah, let's go with that one.
Nice turn.
Yeah. So, but it is bike season, and so I would encourage you as you're out and about, if you're in your vehicle, please be very aware, very sensitive to the fact that there are folks that are out there on their bikes enjoying and exercising, but we also want to use extreme caution to allow them to enjoy what they are doing in a very safe way as they experience the Flint Hills.
And there are so many ways, I know, when it comes, there's a lot of different events and things and activities when it comes to bikers and things that they can do that way.
Absolutely. So. There was a big race this last weekend that they had started. They were experiencing the Flint Hills National Scenic Byway, and they were going from Council Grove to Cassidy. And so just be aware as you're out and about traveling that you might see some bikers that are out enjoying our region. So be safe with that. And again, Kathy, as I said, if you're looking for something to do, if you're looking for air conditioning, we have a lot of great museums and art galleries for you to go be a vacationer in your own community. There are a lot of great shows that are going on. The Discovery Center has a new exhibit that is up. Strecker Nelson West Art Gallery has a new show that is opening. The Beach Museum. The list goes on and on. 100 years of Riley County history at the Riley County Historical Museum. So pretend to be a visitor in our own community and you'll be amazed at what all of our offerings are here in Manhattan. Manhattan, Kansas.
Theatrical productions all over the
Absolutely.
Place, too.
And Arts in the Park, the season has started, and so there's a great opportunity to be entertained, musical opportunities in many of our venues. So, again, go to our website. Our website will guide you with what all there is to enjoy in the community.
You know, it seems like we continue to get more and more conventions, too, that are held here, and it never ceases to amaze me. I used to be able to kind of keep up with all of them and try to maybe peek my head in on some of them, but there's almost too many to even mention them all anymore.
Well, we like that. That's a nice problem to have. Uh-huh. Probably the one that you'll want to pay attention to, and again, and we thank those folks that have served in order to be a part of this convention. We will be host to the Kansas Veterans of Foreign War, their state convention on the 8th through the 10th, and again, that will bring in about 250 people into our community that has about a 214,000 economic impact on it. So conventions, when people come into our community, it's very important for us because it helps make the economic engine churn in our community.
Anything else in just the last couple seconds that we want to share with folks?
Kathy, again, thank you. The Little Apple is a great community to come, enjoy, visit. And again, we're well on our way to welcoming over 400,000 visitors. We're at that halfway mark. June is busy, 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 as I said. So please go to visitmanhattanks.org and to see what all you're missing out on and what you want to enjoy and participate in. Thanks for having me on.
And thank you. Karen Hibbard with us today, Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau Director. You've been listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
Good show this morning, Kathy. Thank you very much. Moving up on 10 a.m. at KMAN. Our program lineup for the day has the Clark Howard Show, followed by Rush. Special guest today. Special guest host today. Can't remember his name. Anyway, Stein. Mark Stein. Then it's Dan Patrick. The Game with John Kurtz and Tyler Dreining and crew. Going to be talking about Corey Sutton and other things. And then the Royals at 6:30 on KMAN.
When you shop at Carpet One of Manhattan, you're among members of the community. Carpet One of Manhattan. KMAN, Manhattan.